Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 29, with myself and Stein Guy. He's so fly, let me tell you why. He doesn't have to try. He's so sly that he's better than baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. Stein Guy, how you doing, brother? Brother Stein, are you there? Okay, looks like he's on hold. Let me try to figure this out again.
There we go. Now I'm unmuted.
Okay. How's it going, brother?
Well, it's a little damp today, but not too bad.
And then what do you got going on this weekend?
Well, right now I'm doing the Coach Mike Jones Show. You're familiar with that one. And then in 2.5 hours from now, we have a Buddhist special. Keith Miller of World's Finest Wrestling will be coming back to Turnbuckle Turmoil to discuss Tag Team Turmoil, the massive tag team tournament he has in just 1 week. Then tomorrow on Turnbuckle Turmoil, former Northwest Pro Heavyweight Champion Balaam Lynx will join us on Turnbuckle. And then later that night, a gentleman by the name of Nathan Moss has invited me to his podcast. T-Rex hooked us up with that, and I will be doing their show.
Nice. And then, yes, I hear that you were signed for Keith Miller's women's tag team tournament in a couple months to be the head official.
That is accurate. I don't know if Keith has put it out there formally or not, but that is the booking I got. Yeah, so I will be headed out there, my first ever World's Finest Wrestling event in person.
Right on, yes. And there was wrestling locally here last night. Defy Wrestling was in Tacoma at the Alma Mater. Another sold-out show. I hear they're going to be back on Cinco de Mayo at Tacoma Alma Mater again.
Though I believe Mr. HD threatened all the people. He said if they didn't swing by his comic book store before Defy, he was going to land on them during a dive.
And can you confirm that happened?
I cannot confirm or deny it, but I would have gone to the combo book store just to be safe.
Okay, yeah, right on. Do you remember where that's located?
Yes, it is right across the street from the Tacoma Convention Center, as a matter of fact. And also kind of kitty corner away from the old venue where Tim Flowers used to run.
Okay, yeah, that's not a bad location. All right, right on. All right, do you have show notes for this weekend?
I do have show notes here. Let's see. Tonight, WCWO and Beast Barnett's hometown of Lebanon, Indiana. KEPW with the huge Scott Diamond birthday bash show in Frankfort, Kentucky. I was supposed to be there, but licensing snafu occurred, didn't get it processed in time due to schedule conflicts. I will not be there, but Amazing Maria and Hallie J will be there. So definitely go out and support Scott Diamond and his show, his last ever in-ring appearance, he says. We'll see him next week, I bet. New Era in Shelbyville, Indiana. ECW in Jeffersonville, Indiana at the arena. GCW in Buckhead, Georgia. PPW in Bedford, Indiana. PWB in St. Paul, Minnesota. D6 in Macomb, Illinois. PRW in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, right on. Thank you. Okay, and then there's also wrestling around here coming up. February 11th, CPW will be back to Arlington for the theatrical wrestling. And then Northwest Pro and SOS has their schedules out.
Northwest Pro will be the 18th of February. It's one of the, I believe, two times this year that it's the third Saturday rather than the second Saturday of the month.
Okay, and any word on BCW if they're going to be coming back?
They are still, to my knowledge, searching for a suitable weekly venue.
Yep, along with World Underground Wrestling and PWF also, same situation.
Yeah, it's very hard to secure venues in this day and age that are reasonably priced and will work for professional wrestling.
And then what about, I heard there was a Zane Paisley sighting.
Zane Paisley, he was at two shows last week. He was at MacTown Pro Wrestling as well as Wrestle Arts in Indianapolis. Zane Paisley's primary dream in life, Coach, is to ring announce on a show held at a prison.
Okay, wow, okay.
Yes, wow is later tonight if you're in the Seattle, Tacoma area, midnight. Of course, check your local listings. It's syndicated, which means it airs at a different day and time depending on your individual market. But tonight, the debut of the mother truckers, we know them best as Amazing Maria and Hallie Hood, Hallie J, but the mother truckers in-ring debut tonight, Coach. I couldn't be more excited. Couldn't be more excited at all. I'm pretty excited.
Nice. My goodness, you
I hope the nice man Hank Miller is going to watch tonight. I don't know why he wouldn't.
Yeah, I can't keep up with all the different wrestlers. It looks like you're out there watching it all. Do you even have time
I
for
try
your Star
to
Trek episode?
Keep a finger on the pulse there, but if Amazing Marie is involved, I try to know about it. But yeah, she will be making her in-ring debut tonight during WOW, Women of Wrestling. Check your local CW and CBS affiliate.
Okay, cool. And then what about Chicken Bob? What's he up to?
Chicken Bob is getting ready. He's checking the weather, seeing if we can get out to film the Sign of the Times episode 564 today. We will eventually get to it, but we'll have to find a break in the weather. Chicken Bob, very interested in learning meteorology. It's one of his passions.
Okay, cool. And then how did they get a hold of Chicken Bob or you?
Well, usually on the left side. Now, if they want to get a hold of Chicken Bob, they could send him a tweet at the Twitter, chicken_bob_bob. He's on the gram, chicken_bob_wrestling. He's got the book of faces. They can find me at SignIHBW. They can look me up on the book of faces. They could shoot an email over to signguyswrestlingshow@hushmail.com, several different ways. Or you could even probably go to prison, find Zane Paisley, have him pass along the message.
Exactly, you know, and also here in town, Tacoma area, SOS has their training tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning for beginners and 11 for intermediate classes. While Lyle is going to be down there this tomorrow, along with him and I are going to be down at Fitness Quest training together too. So, yeah, if you guys are around and want to do some training, come down to SOS down there in Tacoma on South Tacoma Way.
And I don't know if you saw, Coach, also this week, RWA Rogue Wrestling Attractions put out a press release. They are opening up a training school attached to their training facility as well. So you can now go to an actual wrestling school attached to RWA.
My goodness, there's a few training places around here now.
There are. I know Northwest Pro trains. I believe they are sort of a closed school, though. You have to be affiliated with Northwest Pro to train with them. But SOS opens the doors to anybody. Dragonplex, I believe, same situation. RWA, you pay as you go. So you have choices out there.
Yeah, and then the Buddy Wayne school still going, I hear.
Buddy Wayne, I believe, same situation where it's closed off. You have to be affiliated with the Buddy Wayne Academy to train with them. But if they let you in there, it's a great place to train, Coach. I've never seen a bad Buddy Wayne student.
Exactly. And then there's even schools down in Oregon, the Oregon Pro Wrestling Academy.
Yes, very, very good school. A lot of the people out of there are getting spots on a lot of the local shows. Defy uses a lot of that talent. Timber Pro using a lot of the Oregon Pro Wrestling School trainees. So they're getting work here. Great school.
Exactly. And then what about the Kraken and the Seahawks lost their playoff game against San Francisco. That wasn't even close, 41-23. Geno Smith did have a good year, and Kenneth Walker, the rookie, had an outstanding year. But what about the Kraken?
Well, they're cracking at the top of the rankings there. They're leading the division.
Exactly. They've been releasing the Kraken.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Kenny Walker, Coach, when he played for the Knicks like 35 years ago, PWI ran an article saying he wanted to get into professional wrestling when his basketball days were over. I never saw any follow-up from that. Do you know whatever happened to Kenny Walker's pro wrestling dreams?
I don't, but I'm just talking about Kenneth Walker III, the Seahawks star rookie that took over for Rashad Penny, who got injured.
Now, is he related to Kenny Walker, who played for the Knicks?
I'm not sure. There's a chance with that the DNA and their lineage. Never know.
That's true. We'll have to research that. Yeah, but I was in
exactly.
PLBI at one point. He was talking about how he loved professional wrestling, wanted to get into it once his basketball career wrapped up. Then I never heard a single word anywhere out of that.
That would have been cool. I would imagine he at least gave it a shot in the Indy somewhere.
Possibly with that, or maybe the injuries prevented it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I see Zane Paisley commenting on Twitter a lot. When's the last time you talked to him?
Probably a couple of weeks ago I did, yeah. Yeah, he was wanting to come on the show at some point here in 2023, Coach. Have you buttoned down a date for Zane Paisley?
No, I haven't. We're still working on dates for Ronnie Angel and Nightmare, and hopefully we can get Michelle Starr and Kenny Lush on, and a few others that we're just dying to have on. Yeah, I'd like to even have the
Coach,
King
I
on
don't
here.
Want you to die just to get Zane Paisley on here. What if you were, like, just maybe injured?
That's true, yeah. Actually, I've been had a good streak going lately, so I'll stick with that. And very grateful, you know. And today's a special day here. It's my granddaughter's third birthday. So
oh, wow, she's had three of them so far, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So, yep, we're getting ready for that here shortly. That's why we had to start the show early, and we're going to end early, so... What else you got coming up?
I believe what I gave you earlier is what I have going. RWA will return in March to Ocean Shores. I don't believe the date is totally confirmed yet, but that is the plan. They were looking at possibly a show outside of Ocean Shores, so when that becomes available, I'll let people know. I will be at CPW on the 11th, Northwest Pro the 18th. Like you said, I'll be heading to World's Finest Wrestling, and then the 15th of April, Coach. You know where I'm headed the 15th of April?
Where's that?
Paulcade. I got booked for Paulcade. It was my only remaining dream in life.
Awesome, and that'll be held in Indiana.
They are running in New Albany, Indiana this year. It's the same Humane Society, same county, but they're just going from Salem over to New Albany, which is a little bit bigger of a town. Hopefully that will bring in a few more people. But, yeah, Chad French, of course, says this is the last Paulcade he's going to promote. We know how that goes, but we'll see about that. But if it was going to be the last one, it was now or never. So I begged and pleaded. I got booked.
Wow. Yeah, and what a tragic month it's been. Real School Army and UFC Hall of Famer Stephen Bonnard passed away on Christmas Eve. Scrapyard Dog. And then now this last week, another tragic death. 38-year-old Jay Briscoe died in a head-on collision in Maryland there. And, man, his daughter was even in bad shape, huh?
I believe two daughters were injured, one of them more seriously than the other. Both suffered back injuries. One required surgery, and there was possibility of paralysis with that particular daughter. The other one, I believe, was expected to recover. We also lost Mike Pappas, the Flying Greek, who was a big star in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yeah, and then rock star David Crosby died at 81 also. Man, they just keep dropping like flies. And another thing happened this last week. A friend of mine I worked with for years, I actually started working with him here in the Tacoma area about 1992. Always a good guy, you know, nice coworker, good friend, you know. I mean, I'll never forget one time I made a mistake. And the way he handled it was so cool. It was priceless. I was like, he goes, man, don't you know you're not supposed to do it like that? He goes, guess what? I understand. He goes, you have to go to all these classes to get your license. He goes, but one thing they don't do is they don't teach you how to do this stuff, like, because that was on-the-job stuff, you know? And so I really admired how he handled that situation. You know, most people I've worked with would just take the asshole route and just totally go off on you and act like you're stupid and shit. But that really meant a lot to me and just showed how what type of person this guy is. But I hadn't worked with him in like 5 years. I got a call from him just the other day. I guess he's disabled. Some bacteria hit his body. He can't work. He seemed to be in decent spirits, but the whole point of the thing is make sure you guys don't take anything for granted in your friends and your family and your relatives and your coworkers. Now, every moment is precious, you know, and anything can happen at any time. So that was a good reminder to me that always holds true. And he's in my thoughts and prayers. His name's Mike Dupay. And then... anyway, I want to continue to pray for the Briscoe family, Mark and Jay's wife and the kids, Stephen Bonner's family, and for everyone. Thank you guys so much for your support and your input and your everything you guys do for us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, and I believe there is a crowdfunding source set up for the Briscoes. I know I saw that last night on one of the Viking Raiders' personal Book of Faces, so there is a link out there. I'm sure if you Google search it, you will find how to make a donation if you choose to do so. But that family looking at a lot of unexpected bills with the funeral expense and, of course, multiple surgeries.
Wow, my goodness, exactly. And then Stefan Bonner has a GoFundMe also on GoFundMe. Anyway, yeah, I want to thank everyone for all the support, and we appreciate it. You guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. We also got tons of footage of Stefan Bonner on there, the special guy he was. He will be missed. And then you guys need any work done, we got A+, Payless, Handyman Services. No job too big or small, and they are 10% cheaper than any written estimate and 15% cheaper for military and seniors. And thanks a lot. What about you, Simon? What would you like to plug or promote, and how do they contact you?
Just the ways I gave earlier, the way you can contact me, all those shows I listed, you can find me there. Get out there. It's givesindo.com is where you find the link for the Briscoes to donate to them. They've already far surpassed what the original goal was of $200,000, so that is very good.
Nice.
I'm sure every cent will help that family at this point in time, though, so keep supporting that. Keep supporting Stefan Bonner's, of course, and you can find us on Turnbuckle Turmoil in just a short while with Keith Miller coming back to the show talking tag tourney. And, of course, tomorrow, Balen Links. Hopefully he won't bust himself open like he did in the steel cage at Keys Martial Arts Studio against that dastardly J.D. Masson.
Wow, really? And do you happen to have the Turnbuckle book available?
I have the date book. Let's see here.
Yes, let the fans know what's coming
right
up on the Great Turnbuckle Turmoil.
Let's see. So, next Friday afternoon, Lewis Rock makes his way back to the show. A week from tomorrow, Alexei Derevkov out of California. Going to February. On the 12th, we have Viento scheduled. The 19th, Nathan Noss, who is the gentleman that will be doing the podcast tomorrow where I guest. He and his co-host will be joining us for that. That is what we have set in stone for February. I have a few people that are probables but not totally confirmed yet, so I won't mention those until the ink is dried. But that's what we have upcoming so far.
All right, thanks everybody. We love and hope. We're grateful. We love you guys and appreciate you so much. And we'll be back next week. Thanks a lot. Thanks, sign guy.
All right, coach.
See ya.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Mike Jones, I'm the coach with the most, coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't wanna boast, but now I gotta roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.